woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Positively warm outside. It's 1 degree.
It's
going up to balmy, 4 today.
Balmy, baby.
It made my upper lip sweat.
It was like, it was one of those ones where I had the heat on last night and yeah. I had to shut it off and I had to open a window.
Ooh.
That's, yeah, but you're not exactly like of normal body temperature.
No, that's true. I'm very hot.
Yeah. You're what it's like when a bear wakes up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. That's fair. That's
open the window.
Now, in the meantime, let's check in with the crew, TJ.
Now, we all know we're in kind of a bummer mood because, you know, lockdown, all that stuff. But I have a couple pills of good news.
Let's go.
Number one, the Toronto Maple Leafs are back in action and won their home opener last night. Of course, the Toronto Raptors have been on TV as well. And Netflix has made the commitment that they're going to be putting out movies every week this year. So the point is, there's lots of stuff to do. You just got to find it. Mm-hmm. And there is a little things of positivity.
Yeah,
you just
got to
look for it.
That's right. Jax, what about you?
Well, if you need even more positivity, I learned this morning. The first thing I woke up and saw this morning is that Betty White is celebrating her 99th birthday
Good
this weekend.
For her. Wow.
And she did an interview yesterday and they asked, you know, what are you going to be doing? Because obviously it's like tough to party in quarantine. And she said, well, I can't get out and run like I want to. So she's going to spend her day feeding her ducks. She has two ducks that come by. But it's just like such pure, nice information.
Yeah.
99.
Isn't it weird that Jax and Betty White do the same thing on their birthdays?
It's funny.
Just feed their birds.
Jesse, what's going on?
Next Wednesday, Joe Biden will be inaugurated as the new president of the United States of America. Now, they're hosting a little special, and there's going to be some performances. Demi Lovato is performing. It's going to be hosted by Tom Hanks.
What? Cool.
And Justin Timberlake is also one of the performers.
Why?
Because he has written a brand new song specifically for the new president. It's called Better Days. And he wrote it over the summer while everything was going down. And then he said he finished his vocals on election night.
I love him, but there are so many other artists that could represent the presidential election and new president better.
It's just not going to be that good.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
His stuff hasn't been great lately.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as he's got his suit and tie, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That song is already 8 years old,
Troll
by the way.
Soundtrack?
Crazy.
Like, we
Well, yeah. And listen, he was writing that as a soundtrack. Yeah. He wasn't writing it to be singles. But I'm a little concerned about this, too. I'm hoping it's great. I would love for it to be like Mirror's Good. Like, he gets up on stage, he nails it, and we're like, whoa, we were wrong.
Or somebody new. How about that? Can I just say that?
Wow!
Can somebody new just play?
Like, what if it was Lady Gaga? Then she'd go up and sing about the Shallows again.
No.
Like,
no! No, I think I'm holding out a hope because of past successes. So fingers crossed.
Future sex love sounds are nothing. Okay?
Well, fair enough. I don't blame you.
20 years ago.
Yeah,
true. Get over it.
We're in high school. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you call yourself a professional binge watcher?
Oh, yeah.
In the pandemic?
I wouldn't say professional, but I've gotten pretty good at it.
So what do you think would settle, if you're an amateur now, what would separate you from being a professional? Like, what other steps must you take?
Somebody who, if you're constantly pausing because you're like, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to get my drink, you're an amateur. A professional has everything that they need ready to go. They have a mini fridge next to the couch.
Yeah.
They're probably wearing a diaper.
You can actually buy mini fridge
coffee
tables and side tables, and they're actually really nice, and they charge your phone too. You put your phone on them, they charge automatically.
I can't have that sort of luxury. I can't have that access. I'll never leave.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
I'll never leave.
So a website's actually hiring a professional binge watcher. So TJ, you may not be ready for this.
Okay, I gotta work on it.
It's called Bonus Finder, and it's hiring professional binge watchers. They pay someone $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza, then post reviews of the shows and the pizzas.
Incredible.
So if you're interested, you can apply through their website up until February 12th. Unfortunately, they are going to pick someone at random. So you just got to apply. That's it.
So I was wrong. You don't even need to be qualified.
No, not really. It's sort of like you got to eat some pizza. You got to enjoy. Mm. And it's almost like, I would say, like wine and cheese pairings. Pizza and binge pairings. So, like, you got to try different types of pizza that you've never tried before. Mm. TJ, we know that your taste is a little, I mean...
Say it.
His palate isn't very
I would say
extended.
Say it.
I would say aim small, miss small with the palette.
I would say that. Yeah, I would say you have a vanilla palette. We'll put it that way.
I like what Adam said better.
Okay, okay, so you'd have to kind of step outside your comfort zone with pizza, too. Yeah, like, what if you had pizza with anchovies?
No.
Really? Or, you wouldn't?
No.
You've never tried anchovies?
Free pizza?
No. Free pizza?
I eat anything that's crazy. Free for
okay,
real.
Okay, what's the wildest you'll get with pizza tacos?
I'll put some green pepper and pepperoni on it.
Okay.
TJ.
Maybe I'll go for like a meat lovers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there's gonna be time.
He's so dangerous. Yeah. You ever had like the white sauce
pizza?
Like with like mushrooms and...
Blondie's on Ossington, no. That's the best one.
Blondie's is so good. Blondie's on Ossington. Blondie's on Dundas East. Okay. So
Blondie's on Ossie's better.
Oh, an East End honey's trying to battle. Get out of here.
All right, so anyway, if you think you can step outside your pizza comfort zone and your movie comfort zone, this might be the thing for you. Just check out Bonus Finder.
I'm out.
$100 a week for this?
Yeah, but I have to eat other than pepperoni pizza? No thanks.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Robots. They are here to take over the world eventually. But I feel like the luxury part's going to come first. The bad stuff comes later.
Yeah.
We know how Terminator
Let's
works.
Let's enjoy the good stuff first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like robots that make our cars or robots that, well, make anything really, or clean our floors. Yeah. I have a Roomba.
They're earning our trust.
Helpful
I love it.
Helpful robots.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, how about this for helpful robot? A new robot that will pour you a glass of wine and do the dishes.
What?
Come on. So Monday at CES, which is the big electronics show, Samsung showed off a trio of intelligent human-centered robots, which scares me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
They use AI to perform their tasks. They ordered, they started with the JetBot 90, a vacuum cleaner equipped with 3D sensors to keep it from running into furniture while it tidies up.
I hate it.
Then there's the Bot Care robotic companion and the Bot Handy.
No.
I don't like that it's called a companion.
Or the Bot Handy, that seems a bit.
That sounds even worse.
We could have workshopped that name a little bit better, but anyway. Which can do everything from picking up dirty t-shirts to pouring a glass of wine, which we all deserve. And it puts everything away. The Bot Handy uses AI to understand objects, like a glass cup or ceramic plate, taking note of their shape and materials to work with your trusted partner, according
Just
to them.
Get up. Just get up and pour yourself a glass of wine.
So they
Stop
showed a video.
This.
The Bot Handy.
No.
Carefully loads dishwashers, drops dirty laundry in the hamper,
Good.
Places fruit baskets on kitchen tables.
Of course. Slides, I have a lot of fruit baskets, so that's helpful.
Slides a single flower in a vase.
Good. Ew.
Perhaps more importantly, it pours two generous glasses of wine.
Are we dating this robot?
Yeah. I think, this robot's picking me up.
It's doing all the things I do for my girlfriend when I want a kid.
There you go. Now, I got a question. If the robot can load the dishwasher, can it turn it on? Because if it's not turning it on, then this is useless. Better be able to turn it on.
If you have enough money to buy this robot, you have too much money. That's what I think.
A lot of people with too much money out there. Telling you, here's the thing. It reminds me of, and I used to play this too, there's a robot in The Sims that you can buy.
Oh, God.
And it does everything for you. Jax knows because Jax plays
The Sims. I love The Sims.
So you have to do a bunch of tasks in The Sims, which is why I stopped playing The Sims. Because I'm like, I have to do all this stuff in real life.
You're doing artificial
Why am I unplugging the toilet when my toilet's plugged?
Yeah.
You know, in The Sims, right? Yeah. You know? So anyway, long story short, because that's what happens in The Sims. You buy the cheap toilet, your toilet gets plugged.
Yeah.
Problems
so this guy, while you're at work during The Sims, will come out of his little thing and will clean up the whole house and do everything for you. So
expensive.
Your Sims can do stuff like throw a party.
Yeah.
Or, you know, go in the pool or do things like that. So that's what I'm saying.
Set you back 15,000 simoleons, though, let me tell you what.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Simoleons?
Yeah, the currency in The Sims is called simoleons.
Anyway,
yes.
I thought man, when I was growing up playing that, I'm like, oh my God, wouldn't that be incredible? And we are, what?
Not far away from it.
Not far at all. Like, that's crazy.
Soon, the robots will hurt us.
Does that happen in The Sims? Because it sounds like The Sims is showing us what the future looks like. So did the robots ever turn in The Sims?
I don't think they do.
Oh, then we're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fine.
And if it's bad, just take their batteries out.
If they let you.
Hard to take over the world when you don't have any double A's.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Going to play a game called Circle of Truth.
Okay.
You can participate at 999-99. Okay?
All right.
And you have to tell the truth here under penalty of social exclusion.
Aren't we all living that right now?
In this particular,
true.
No, but like we'll actually exclude you. So we won't even talk.
You'll be shunned.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Kick
now,
you out.
We're going to talk about gross behaviors.
Okay.
I want to know how many of these we will all admit to.
Okay. All right.
Because gross behaviors often happen on a wide scale.
Uh-huh.
And I think that all of us in this room are capable of at least some of these.
Absolutely.
And 999-999, you have to admit yours. Someone pulled over 100,000 people online and asked them about these things. Number one, do you pick your nose when no one's around?
I pick my nose when people are around.
Do you actually?
I actually pick my nose constantly. Okay. I think it's like a nervous habit.
I pick and drive, baby.
You pick and drive?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a road picker.
Do you pick flick and drive?
When it's warm out, in the summertime,
Jesse.
Big fan of the nose pick.
Okay.
Really?
Me too. 93% said yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. This is where it gets gross.
All right.
Eating it?
No. No, no, no.
Have you ever eaten it?
When I was a child.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was like a...
Not as an adult?
No.
No, when I was like a
Jesse?
Baby.
No,
as an
that's
adult?
Weird.
Okay, yeah.
No,
okay.
That's
all right.
Very weird.
Adam?
No. Oh, no, never.
Okay.
As a child, of course. But yeah, no. Number two. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too darn lazy?
A year ago. Yes. I used to sometimes just like, if there was the motion sensor tap, I would put my hands on so the water would go, and then I'd walk away.
TJ!
Wow!
Yeah.
Who are you tricking yourself?
Oh my God.
I guess.
Jack.
Absolutely not. I always wash my hands.
You always wash your hands. Producer Jesse.
No, I'm a religious hand washer before the pandemic.
Cowards.
So, yeah, I am too. But one thing, I saw a South Park episode once, and they're like, how come we don't wash our hands before we go to the bathroom, too?
Especially women.
Well, like, yeah.
Yeah,
because it's like you're putting all your dirty hands on the... Yeah, anyway. Number three. By the way, 69% said yes, they do skip washing their hands. Number three. You ever gone to the bathroom / soiled yourself besides when you were a child?
Oh,
as an adult. 36% say they have done it as an adult.
I have not. I've had some close calls. Uh-huh. Like, it was a photo finish a couple times, but other than that...
Ew.
Jax?
No.
No? Jesse?
100%.
You have?
Yeah. So what happened?
Don't
tell us what, just tell us where.
Where?
Yeah.
It was at home.
Okay.
I just couldn't make it to the bathroom. I'm lactose intolerant. Like, I lack a little tolerance. So if I have a bunch of milk and cheese, it can get dicey.
I didn't know that. I've known you for a long time. Seven or eight years, don't know that.
I also had that same issue, but it was Christmas Eve, and I was wrapping presents, and I had... I was going over to my girlfriend at the time's house, and I was running late, obviously, because I had worked that day here at Virgin Radio, and I had to walk down this gigantic tunnel. It was like a kilometer long to get to where my car was, because I lived in this terrible building, and I'm carrying the presents, and I'm not feeling well. And it occurred.
Merry Christmas.
And then I had to walk back the tunnel
all
the way up the elevator with it. And then I had to call her, and she said, hold on. And she put the phone on speaker and she said, repeat that again. And then her parents and her all, I didn't know her parents were listening, and they all started laughing at me. So that was my Christmas that year.
So charming. Wow.
Number four, have you ever worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days in a row, TJ?
No.
Jax?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like camping or something like that.
No
or like
kidding.
Just like had to.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've been in
Producer
that situation.
Jesse.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Oh,
never.
Okay, cool.
Jax,
like
you're
not
gross.
No, not like wanting to. Come on.
Wait.
You guys have literally you know what yourselves. So
no?
I'm not the gross one.
Have you ever passed gas in company and denied it?
Absolutely.
Jax.
Always.
Producer Jesse.
Yes.
I do it in this room all the time.
Yeah, all of you do it in this room. I'm the only one who doesn't.
You smell like garbage.
Number six, do you go number one in the shower?
Yes.
No.
You don't? You get out of here.
Do I pee in the shower? No.
Yeah.
No.
You're Jesse, missing out,
yes.
Man.
Of course, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. It's all pipes.
You're weird if you don't pee in the shower,
right.
I think.
I think I did when I was younger, but like not now.
Wow. You ever this is wild. There are some people that are so into this. You ever pop someone else's zit?
Oh yeah. Sorry, I skipped my turn. I skipped my turn.
Love popping zits, and I love watching videos of zit popping.
Really?
But I'm having a hard time popping zits on other people.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's just their goop getting on me. I'm not a big fan of. My girlfriend is obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I had to establish a one zit a day rule because it's like I'm under inspection. She's like got a bright light on me. She's going over me.
Jesse?
Yes, I once did Jax's zit on camera, and we couldn't get it popped.
That's right.
The internet was not happy.
Only 38% said yes, they have. I think they're lying. Number eight.
What is this? What is this?
So you're at the gym.
Okay.
And you're a little sweaty.
I'm already off.
Okay. This is bad.
Yeah, TJ doesn't go to the gym.
You're at the gym, or you've done something physical.
Okay, there you go.
And you have an itch. Do you pull the superstar, you know, where she puts her hands underneath her pits and smells it? Do you do it?
Have you ever smelled your own sweat?
Basically, have you ever smelled your own areas on your hands?
Oh, yeah. It's the circle of trust, right?
Yeah,
of course I have.
Yeah.
No one likes their own brand.
Jax?
Absolutely.
Jesse.
On my hands? No.
Not on your hands?
No. Like, I'll sniff my armpit or something, but not. I won't rub my hands in my sweat and then sniff it. That's weird.
Are we just talking about pits?
I for sure have. No, we're talking about everything.
Okay. And I stand by my answer then.
Oh, TJ.
74% have admitted to that, too.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of people.
By the way, some of the text messages we're getting right now are just phenomenal, so thank you so much for that.
Ew, Jax, change your underwear coming.
No, there's not.
What a surprise.
I was camping.
I think that also on that last one, someone just wrote LOL all the time.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Look, we all know there's a bunch of stuff that we can't do starting today, what with the lockdown and all. How about some positives? Here's what you can do outside during the stay home orders, according to the Ontario government. Sledding hills, skating rinks, hiking trails, and parks will remain open to the public. Outdoor baseball diamonds, basketball courts, and skate parks will also be allowed to be used, weather permitting. Residents are still urged to get out for safe walks and exercise. Just be safe and stay away from people.
Remember in last spring, they put caution tape on all like the park benches.
Yeah.
You couldn't even sit on them.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, you can't come out and sit here.
Don't you
get
dare
out of
sit on this
you
bench.
You get off the teeter-totters.
Yeah,
now.
It was crazy. Yeah. We just didn't know, right?
Yeah. Hey, the cost of rent in downtown Toronto is now cheaper than anywhere else in the GTA, which sounds like a typo, but it's not. The average cost of renting a home in central Toronto, downtown, dropped to $2,132 in December, compared with a slightly higher $2,152 for Toronto as a whole. The GTA's average was $2,227. So this put Central Toronto rents down 18% from this time last year. And they think it's because people are moving out of downtown and into more suburban areas, which makes sense. How many people do we know that just moved out of their condo to go live with their folks, right?
Yeah, I know people who just straight up like left and went to their parents' cottage and stuff like that. Yeah.
I also have like, you know, even just my neighbor just moved because he was like, stuff's cheaper just outside of downtown.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I didn't get more bang for my buck, and now I don't have barbecue dad anymore.
There's a lot of people that move within the city of Toronto too, just because the rents
because
are so much lower. It's like, I had a one bedroom, but I moved and it cost me $500 less a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's what I did in the summer, and I wish I waited now because I would have got an even more smoking deal.
Yeah.
Americans watched over 58 billion minutes of The Office in 2020. The next biggest show was, I'm sure you probably could guess this, Grey's Anatomy, with an estimated 39.4 billion minutes streamed. 58 billion minutes. Now, keep in mind that in America, The Office was being pulled from Netflix, so I think people were getting a little bit nostalgic, and also a lot of people use The Office as a way to have a personality, so that helps too.
That's true. It's on every dating profile.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a Dwight.
Yeah, like
cool.
Oh,
that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
You guys both love The Office.
I know, but love The Office, but it's
why are you
like,
doing this? Stop. No.
Now it's becoming this thing where, like, if it's almost too much at times.
TJ?
Oh, no, I'm becoming a hipster.
I was just about to say.
No.
I liked The Office before. It was cool.
Listen to you.
Gets Blundstones for Christmas and now this. Get out of here.
Turn my mic off. I don't even want to hear myself speak.
He's got a case of Pabst showing up at his house later.
I just want to start singing Mumford & Sons songs.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Pandemic dating is almost impossible?
Yeah.
Almost impossible. Not if you're Heather. And Heather played this the right way. Heather, can you tell us what you did with Oscar? Obviously, this ends in a ghosting, but it starts off safe, and it starts off pretty darn well as well.
Well, yeah, it's totally safe. You know, being that this pandemic, blah, 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 you know, Oscar and I had been talking on Hinge for about 2 months.
Okay.
And we didn't want to meet up because of everything that was going on.
Very responsible.
Last week, yeah, exactly. And then last week, we kind of got antsy about going on a date. So we planned to meet up in his driveway. you know, and yeah, it was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
You know, I drove from downtown out to where he lives in Oakville. It was a drive. I picked up some Starbucks on the way, and it was cool. He set up two lawn chairs in the driveway, and he was at the top of the driveway,
cute.
And I was like halfway down.
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, really, it thought outside of the box. Unfortunately, the date didn't last too long because I get cold really fast. You know, so
bad circulation.
You do that whole drive, and then it's 20 minutes. Oh my god!
They want to see each other. They wanted,
I know. After 2 months, I'd be like chomping at the bit. Yeah.
So, like I said, I got cold, and it was just awesome to like be able to finally meet this guy in person. I mean, I've been crushing over him for 2 months. I feel like everything went well, and I just haven't heard back from him. You know, and I kind of want to. I'm kind of curious as to, like, did I say or do something wrong? Like, why is he ghosting me?
Do you think maybe he's upset that you drove that way after 2 months and only hung out for 20 minutes?
But I was freezing!
Yeah. And, like, if somebody gets mad at you for, like, rolling out because you're cold, like, that's a whole nother
thing. I mean, what if you just sucked it up, though?
Adam, pull up your bootstraps wild.
Well, you guys set up a date outside in the winter. I don't know what you're expecting.
They just wanted to see each other. No, that's I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. Unless he's a monster.
I'm with TJ. I think there's something to that.
Maybe it could have been thought out a little bit better.
Like, bring a heating pad, something.
Yeah, bundle up a little bit. Like, Jax, if I came here and said I bailed on the date in 20 minutes because I was cold, you would roast me.
You would.
Yeah, but that's because it's you.
Okay.
All right. So Heather, you want to know what happened? We're going to give him a call next with you listening silently on the phone. We're going to find out why you never got a call back from Oscar, who will be Oscar the Grouch until proven otherwise.
Hey.
Yes, that would be very nice.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Heather never got a call back from Oscar. Okay? They've been talking on Hinge for 2 months, which, by the way, that's a marathon to be talking to somebody on.
That's a pen pal.
But, hey, it happened. They managed to go on a date. Heather lives downtown. Oscar lives in Oakville. She made the drive. She picked up the Starbucks and then only stayed for 20 minutes because she got a little bit cold because they were set up on
his
driveway and they were trying to be socially distant. Yeah. I get it. TJ and I are fairly certain that the reason he didn't call back is she left after 20 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be my pickup on this. Is like, oh, maybe she just.
Yeah, but if she explains herself, he probably got it. So, like,
yeah,
I think
why
that's
communicate?
All good.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Heather, you want us to call him and find out what really happened.
Yes, and Adam, let me clarify, not because it was freezing. It wasn't just cold, it was freezing.
Yeah, Adam.
Get your facts straight, boy.
If only they had something for that. I believe it's called a winter jacket. You know what?
Let's look into that. Don't be saucy. I agree with you.
I said the same thing as Adam, but only Adam's in
trouble. Yeah, exactly. What the hell? Anyway, so we're going to give Oscar a call. We're going to find out what happened. And I need you, Heather, to just be quiet on the line just to listen in, okay?
You got it.
And quickly, you sure you want to do this? Sometimes the answers can be harsh.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's give him a call.
I like her.
Hello?
Hi there. Looking for Oscar.
Yeah, this is Oscar.
Oscar, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hi. What can I do for you guys?
Well, we're actually calling. It's just a small information call about somebody named Heather.
Okay.
We're calling because you ghosted Heather.
Hold on. Can you hold on for just a second, please? Hold on.
Okay.
Taking another call?
Is he hanging up?
I think another conversation is calling.
Hold on. No. I just had to bring up my notes really quick. Let me look at
your
this
notes.
Here.
Your notes on what?
Yeah, no, I did. I had a date with Heather R. Last week.
Ew.
We had a chat in my driveway, but we obeyed all the safety protocols, and I'm not in contact with her, though, anymore.
Okay, Jack, save your ears for a second. Okay, hold on, Oscar. So you had a date with, you wrote this down? You have a dating, you keep track of this?
Cool. Oh, I note everything. I write everything down, no matter what I'm doing. I write it all down.
That's not weird at all. I have a file on my girlfriend. Sometimes it's nice.
Excuse me?
I have a file on my girlfriend.
Don't do this.
What do you write down?
There's a folder in my phone titled Val, and I write down things that, like, if she says little, like, gift ideas, I write that down. Or if, like, there's little days that I want to remember, I write that down. Or if there are things that I know that she would like, I write that down.
This is someone you met for 20 minutes.
I was keeping the file before she was my girlfriend.
Oscar.
This is why type A people got to stick together.
Oscar, what do your notes tell you about why you didn't get back to Heather?
I mean, this is for the radio or something, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it sure is. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what I wrote down was goop laugh.
Sorry?
What?
Yeah, Goop Lab.
Goop Lab?
Yeah.
The TV show.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, she has like a very different taste in just, you know, pop culture kind of stuff than I do. Me, I'm pretty pretentious with my TV and movies and like books and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's a pretty big fan of what I would say is some pretty awful stuff. I've known her for a couple months. So, you know, I thought maybe it was something to look past. But when we met in person the other day there, you know, she started talking about this Gwyneth Paltrow Netflix show. It's called The Goop Lab.
It is.
And I tell you what, if my future is listening to somebody sell me on The Goop Lab for 10 minutes, God. Don't really want to date her. I can just say, you know, no.
Okay, so.
So let me get this straight. You ghosted me over a TV show? Like, really? Like, that's,
what?
That's
hello?
Pretty yeah. Heather? Hello. Hi, Heather? Oscar. Remember me? Heather, Goop Lab. I mean, what is that? Like, your memory is not good enough that you can remember something off the top of your head from meeting somebody that you've been talking to for 2 months and you met them for 20 minutes in person? Like,
listen,
that's some pretty, like, super anal retentive right there.
Well, I mean, what if, you know, I take notes. It's just what I do. And
I did not get this vibe from you over the app.
Well, listen, and I'm just saying, you know, you called a radio station to get me back.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get you back. I was trying to figure out why you didn't even have the decency to reach out to me and be like, hey, I just think we're different. You know, we don't really have that much in common. A normal human being would have done that.
Okay.
But to go to somebody,
so let me just I'm gonna be like that. I'm gonna be like Dana White at a UFC event and stick my arm in the middle of the two fighters here. Maybe. Oscar, we were calling you today because we wanted to see if you wanted to restart things with Heather, and we were gonna offer you a second date, and we would
after
pick
that. Forget that. Forget I'm not interested.
I feel like this isn't gonna work out,
brother.
Let Oscar say something. What do you want to say, Oscar?
Well, listen, Heather, listen. I ghosted you for a reason. I don't want a second date.
Yeah, you told her.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that after I already figured out that
You know, I feel like we're getting a future version of how things would have worked out anyway.
This doesn't sound healthy.
So you guys, oil and water, and that's okay. Separate ways.
100%.
I am sort of surprised the pop culture stuff didn't come up over Messenger or anything like that, but whatever. You know what?
Yeah. It feels like Ronnie just ghosted Sammy.
Yeah. Let's just let it go. Guys, thank you so much for your time, both of you, and we wish you the best in your separate lives.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
No.
Holy crow.
So you keep a file, huh?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. I have a file on Val, and I legitimately will
don't
write down, like...
Don't call it a file.
Okay, fine.
I have a dossier.
I have a dossier on Val.
It's cute notes that
and,
you... Yeah.
Yeah. And it's honestly, like, I write down, like, if she says things and I know it'll make a good gift, I write it down.
Yeah.
Or, like, if we have, like, a really nice day and I want to remember it.
I'd have a gift list.
Don't call it a file.
I'll, like, even, this might be weird, but sometimes, like, if she sends me, like, really nice text, I'll copy the text and paste it into the file. Because I don't want to forget or lose the text. Am I weird?
No, that's,
no,
I mean, that's
really nice.
It's really cute, actually.
Oh, I'm
soft
pretty
boy.
Adorable.
But what
soft
wasn't was this episode of Ghosted.
Yeah. This was a mess.
No, you're fine, TJ.
Okay,
Oscar, good.
Not very popular, by the way.
So what are the texts saying?
From the 416, I can't handle this. This is the worst person I have heard on Ghosted yet.
I love this, too. This is the kind of Ghosted that fuels my mornings. Thank you, Virgin Radio.
Well, we're glad we could help, I guess.
A couple people asked in the text messages, because this one was particularly spicy, where they can rewatch. Yeah. And you can always rewatch every Ghosted ever. Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, or you can go on YouTube.
That's
got
right.
A YouTube page, 99.9 Virgin Radio. Check it out. Right now, it's Post Malone. Better Now. And by the way, they film us, so you can see that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ariana Grande teased that a remix for 3435 is coming. And she said there will be two guests on it. Now, fans are speculating, because we do know that the remix will be coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Teaser video, three silhouettes with marks over two of them, suggesting that it could be, and this is, so a lot of people are saying, just based on the silhouettes, Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat.
Oh, that would be fun.
And she's been rumored to have a collaboration come with Doja for a while, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
What, I tried to think of the last thing, like, because Nicki Minaj, when she like, quote-unquote, retired.
Yeah.
And then has had her son.
Mm-hmm. She also has an HBO docuseries coming out, like, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so she's not retiring. But,
no!
What I don't understand is,
Like, when was the last time Nicki Minaj came out with anything music? Like, I can't...
Producer Jesse.
Do you know Producer Jesse? Any idea?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
No, okay, all
right. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, because, like, it's there hasn't been anything in the pop world that's been, like...
She put out a song with 6ix9ine. She put out two
songs. That's right, but that was, like, last fall.
Yeah, she had a couple, summer tracks, but, okay. Like, nothing in the last, like, month or two she hasn't put
it's
out.
Been a long time, so this would be kind of cool. Now, if it's not Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat, who do you think it could be?
Drake.
Celine. No.
Selena?
Celine Dion.
No.
Celine Dion. No, in all honesty.
In all honesty?
Be two women, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who would it be?
Do you think maybe Selena Gomez? Do they get along?
No, Selena Gomez is... Yeah, they get along, but I think she's, like, very busy. She's not doing music right now. She's doing her cooking show.
Where she sets her kitchen on fire in season 2.
Yeah, she's a terrible cook. I would think... Yeah, I don't know.
Justin Bieber. Because Justin Bieber's always featured on these songs.
Yeah.
On the remixes and everything is good.
And it's funny because they didn't get along for a long time. Yeah. And it seems like they do now because they got the same management.
Yeah.
I was wondering this too because you got to think about who's managed by Scooter Braun, which she is.
True.
What if, and this is way outlandish, it's probably going to be Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. What if it's Demi Lovato?
Yeah, and Demi does have some new stuff coming out in the next few months. Could be promoting that.
You know who else is managed by Scooter Braun?
Hmm.
Our show favorite, Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, I don't imagine
being
Carly Rae
Jepsen.
Don't
do this to Jax.
You know who else is managed by Scooter Braun?
You know I love her.
Psy, maker of Gangnam Style.
So what you're saying is it's going to be Carly Rae Jepsen and Psy.
Psy, yes.
Noted.
And right. Celine Dion.
And maybe. Celine Dion. Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario has announced who is eligible for the next round of vaccines starting in March. So this is good news. Seniors aged 80 or older, individuals with high-risk chronic conditions, and frontline essential workers like teachers, first responders, and people working in food processing have all been named as early eligible recipients for doses of the vaccine. Also, people who live and work in high-risk congregate settings like shelters, group homes, or correctional facilities are also eligible. Phase 2 is expected to run from March to July of this year.
Good news. Fantastic.
It's great.
News.
And 20 million vaccines showing up, too, in that time. So that's great.
Here we go.
Hopefully, we can speed the process up of getting them out there a little bit faster.
Yep.
The Toronto Catholic District School Board has removed LGBTQ resource... an LGBTQ resource line from their website, and it's still not back up. The school board claimed that Youthline's website had inappropriate content, but when you look into it, it was more resources for sexuality awareness and trans education. Youthline is demanding that it be put back up for the information and safety of the students and has said that they'd not only like to see it reinstated, but also have the school display posters and information about the line as well as issue a statement of accountability of their actions.
Now, keep in mind that this has been down for a week. This isn't just a yesterday thing, and it's the principle of the matter. And having views and perpetuating stereotypes like this is, like, it's not only archaic, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And the point of this is that students need these resources. They need these resources because if not, they'll go elsewhere on the internet, which is not safe. It's just, it's a whole thing. So I really hope that the Catholic District School Board steps up and it happens now because this is disgusting, is what it is. Yeah.
Post Malone is giving away free Crocs to hospital staffers across the United States, which is super cool. So he's essentially been the face of Crocs for a number of years now. And him and the company have teamed up for a good cause. They partnered with Musicians on Call, a nonprofit that brings live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients and healthcare facilities. And they're going to give Crocs to hospital staff in hospitals across the country. And not just any Crocs, they're handing out the sold out Post Malone Crocs duet, his new ones, because he did them before.
Yeah.
So I love
He did this a couple weeks ago too with his old high school in Texas, and it's just he just loves his Crocs. And he's getting them out there.
Crocs are comfy. Crocs are so comfy.
Also, when is everyone just gonna be like, "Hey, Post Malone's a really, really great guy"?
He is.
Like,
I think he's living life and having a good time and being nice.
I don't think anybody thinks otherwise.
I think honestly, I think there are people that look at Post Malone's appearance, frankly, and they go, "What a dirtbag." No, Post Malone's wicked, and get on board. That guy's awesome.
So talented.
Super nice dude. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. In a couple of songs, Sleep Country prize pack with the game we like to call Wed or Bed. Get ready, Jax. Makes her very uncomfortable.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Odd food habits. I want you to imagine that you put something online about your partner, about your husband, about your wife. And then the internet said, whoa, you need to divorce that person.
Oh, no.
That is weird as hell. There is a story. We talked about this yesterday. A woman is being told to divorce her husband because he cools his pizza down by running it under the tap. She wrote, in college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas, and he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says it doesn't change the taste, and it was still good.
It's not a bad idea.
Yes, it's a terrible idea.
It feels illegal.
She says he blocked all the memories out of habit until he repeated it last week, and she actually showed a video of him doing it. Now, here's the thing. It washes all of the greasy stuff and all the tomato sauce off.
Yeah.
So don't tell me it doesn't change the flavor.
If you do like a gentle drizzle or like a light spray, like if you're not aggressive with it.
Jax.
I don't want soggy pizza.
I love you dearly, but I will not sit here and let you justify this man running slices of pizza under the kitchen tap.
Yeah. How can you victimize pizza like that?
Yeah.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
So it kind of prompted us to ask you, what is your weird food habit? And we got a ton of text messages in at 999-999. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is, if you have not tried it yet, Doritos on a sandwich.
Yes.
Not just Doritos, but like, dude, like meat and cheese and whatever else. Oh my God.
My daycare used to always put chips on our hamburgers, and I always loved it.
Yeah.
It's like one of my earliest memories, I just realized. Well,
that is the purest, sweetest memory ever.
So nice.
Was there mayo on it? Because I bet for you.
And that's how it started.
You back off.
There's nobody who likes mayo more than Jax.
No, Jax
I want to be buried in mayo.
You would have loved my sister's. My sister, when we were younger, she used to make mayonnaise sandwiches because she loved mayo.
Wow.
Mayonnaise and bread, that's all I need.
All right, so some other weird food habits. 999-999-TJ.
From the 289, peanut butter and bologna.
Mm.
I've heard about that. I haven't
Newfie
eaten bologna
steak.
Since I was like 10.
Newfie steak right Newfie there. Steak. Yeah, that's right.
I think it just speaks more to peanut butter lovers, because another text from the 416 says peanut butter in yogurt.
I've had that. You have that with a little bit of like Greek yogurt. And you have it with like a little bit of like porridge or something something grainy, whatever.
Yeah, like easy oats, like overnight oats.
Yeah,
and stuff. You 100%. Can put peanut butter in.
And then, some blueberries.
My girlfriend will put peanut butter on like pancakes or waffles and stuff.
Yeah.
I always thought that's a little weird, but it's like
TJ,
acceptable.
That's not weird.
I actually don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Somebody from the 289, ketchup with my chicken.
Oh, yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, that's, again.
Ketchup with chicken or ketchup with steak?
Yeah, the police are on the way. Let's just leave it at
you
that.
You do ketchup and steak, don't you?
I have grown up.
What?
But I used to. I used to eat ketchup with everything, and you can see it.
Oh. Say the words.
No!
I used to eat ketchup with my broccoli, like everything.
And?
Everything. And what?
Steak.
And steak. I used to eat ketchup with my steak as a kid. Yeah, a nice
Now, do you dip
nice
it,
dip.
Or do you put it on top and slather it on?
I dip it so I can get right in there.
No.
This one's really weird from the 905. When I eat Hungry Man dinners, I get the Salisbury steak one, and I
Hold
dip...
Hold on, you could have stopped at when I eat Hungry Man dinners. But anyway, continue.
I get the Salisbury steak one, and I dip the Salisbury steak in milk to cool it off. Then I will drink the milk after with all the gravy chunks in it.
Steak milk. That is, though, I will say, the best Hungry Man there is, the Salisbury steak.
Yeah,
oh, my God. 416-872-9999, 999-999. Text. Is that the one that comes with, like, the brownie that inflates when you
yes.
put it in the microwave?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's always too hot. It never cools down.
Yeah.
It never cools
Some
down.
Some say it's still warm.
I burned my tongue so bad when we were at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yes,
we were selling those.
Yeah.
Oh, my. When I was like a teenager. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hit us up, 999-999 with yours, or 416-872-9999. Weird food habit.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I am appalled.
Oh,
we asked you for your weird food habits, and...
Now, man.
If you missed it, there was somebody who texted in about a Salisbury steak, the Hungry Man dinner.
Oh, delicious.
And they cut the steak and cooled it off in a glass of milk. And then drank the milk after the meal was over.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Can we outdo that one, TJ, at 999-999?
Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Some of these answers are going to make you stop believing in a higher power.
Okay.
These are gross.
All right.
Okay.
From the 587, people tell me it's weird, but you have to try it. Maple syrup on strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
That sounds delicious.
That would be good. Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that was... I was bracing for the
What a start,
worst.
Eh?
Yeah. I'm like, you mean sugar on strawberries? Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, okay, so you want good. Some weird ones? From the 519. Anyone ever dip their butter popcorn in water to make it soggy?
Yeah.
Just me? Okay.
Yeah. Would...
Popcorn soup.
Well, no, it's not like soup. It's just, it gets like a little softer, and it's like, I don't know, it
it's
tastes kind of nice.
It needs to be softer?
So it's going to be wet and cold?
No, not wet and cold. It's just kind of chewier. I don't know. I used to do it as a kid. Like, I'd put it in my little cup of water.
Okay. Okay.
Stop looking at me like that.
That's, again, from the 905, balsamic vinegar and vanilla ice cream.
That's whack.
I've never...
Would that be even savory? Balsamic's not savory, is it?
No, it's a kind of
sour.
Like
a sweet, yeah, it's like a sweet. Ugh. Okay, I'm not feeling
bitter.
That.
Someone from the 416, I mix Coca-Cola and milk.
Oh, yeah, that's like... That's
how
popular.
Have you done all
it's
of these?
No. I was a child of exploration. No, it's like, because you can make like floats and stuff like that. So it's
yeah,
like not that
I guess
far.
So. I can see
it's
that. Like, they make like root beer floats.
Yeah, it's
like,
not that far.
Yeah.
Okay. Jax is agreeing with everyone. It's like dirt and ice cream. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, in Halifax, exactly. You know, you just try
I was a kid once, yeah.
Clouds and exhaust pipes. Delicious.
Barbecue stop. Chips on popcorn or on pepperoni pizza. That just sounds delicious.
Chips on pizza.
I don't think that would be too bad.
No, I could get down with that.
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
Ritz crackers dipped in chocolate pudding.
Oh, hell yeah. That just sounds good. I've never had it, but it sounds good. I'm just hungry.
Jax is just,
yeah.
I'm just hungry. I'm so hungry.
ketchup on bread. I call it ketchup sandwiches.
I used to eat ketchup sandwiches when I was living in Halifax and had no money. So, yeah, ketchup sandwiches, that was the end of the month.
Yeah.
So it's like you're saving up to make sure you can make your rent payment, and all you have left is bread and ketchup.
It's like a tomato sandwich. Yeah,
I did that. I think I did that 6 months in a row. I'm like, I need to budget better.
When I first moved out, I would do the same thing, except mine was, I would buy spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
Because spaghetti noodles are cheap, and then I would buy cheap sauce. And if it was payday, I would buy ground beef, so I can make ground beef.
Whoa.
And if it wasn't payday, it was just sauce. Yeah.
That was back in the toilet paper stealing days. I used to steal toilet paper from work because I couldn't afford it. It was good.
Deep fried onion rings and cherry sauce.
Oh.
Sour cream and chicken wings. Okay, honestly, sour cream needs to be the third condiment that they leave on the table with ketchup and mustard.
Sour cream's amazing.
Sour cream is incredible on everything.
Yep, agreed.
Except maybe like cereal. But
one last one.
Last one, peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, I don't think so.
Give it to me. Anything with mayonnaise, lay me down.
Gross. It's Billie Eilish. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Lockdown 2, the sequel. Look, we all know there's a bunch of stuff we can't do starting today, but how about some positives? How about some things that we can still do? This is according to the Ontario government. Sledding hills, skating rinks, hiking trails, and parks will remain open to the public, as will outdoor baseball diamonds, basketball courts, and skate parks. Also going to be allowed to be used, weather permitting. Residents are also still being urged to get out for safe walks and exercise. Just be safe and stay away from people as best you can. Cost of rent in downtown Toronto is now cheaper than anywhere else in the GTA, which sounds like a typo, but it's not.
That's wild.
The average cost of renting a home in downtown central Toronto dropped to $2,132 in December, compared to slightly higher in Toronto as a whole, $2,152, and the GTA, which is $2,227. So this puts central Toronto, downtown, rents down more than 18% from the same time last year. And they think it's because everybody's moving out of downtown and out to the GTA, into the suburbs, which is why those prices are skying and our prices downtown are going lower.
I if you know, because here's the deal, the world will go back to pretty much normal eventually here. Mm-hmm. If you know that your world eventually will be centered around downtown Toronto again,
get in here now.
Now is the time. Don't wait, because rent is not going to stay here.
I'm also curious, because of this, how many couples are breaking up and moving apart? Because a lot of couples with downtown Toronto, they would move in together because nobody could afford rent on their own, right? Yep. So a lot of couples would cohabitate because of that. So, interesting.
Interesting point, Jax. Post Malone does not get enough credit for how rad he is. He just gave a bunch of free Crocs to hospital staffers across the United States. So he's been the public face of Crocs for a few years now. And he teamed up with Musicians on Call, which is a nonprofit that brings live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients in healthcare facilities.
Amazing.
To give Crocs to hospital staff workers in hospitals across the country. And they're not just handing out any Crocs that are just left in the warehouse. These are his specific Max Clog 2. These are like his new ones.
These are the ones where you're like, you know what? Thanks, Post. I'm going to sell those online.
I was about to say, if you are smart, sell these.
Sell them.
And get a much deserved vacation after all this is over.
He gave a bunch to his old
cousins. Are they not?
Oh, 100%. And they were sold out like immediately. Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. There.
No. No, they're reselling for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he gave a bunch to his old high school too in Texas for free.
That's
he just like
cool.
He got everyone's shoe size and just sent them off.
Just a good guy.
Doesn't get enough credit, Adam. You touched on this last hour. I think it's because with all the face tattoos and just what he's a rapper. I don't think people really give him enough credit for just being genuinely
so
a nice
talented.
Guy.
There isn't a single person who's got a bad thing to say about him.
No.
Like, not a
Apparently
single
he's a
person.
Sweetheart. Yeah.
Just a happy guy living life. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever consulted the stars to find out how long you would last with somebody?
Listen, I know we give Jax a lot of flack on the show for having the moon dictate her moods, but I have gone on dates.
Oh, look at this.
Check someone's sign and then read our compatibility. Well, I read our compatibility based on the internet. I didn't base my entire life around it.
Yeah,
there
but
is
if you
a difference.
Here's the thing is if you don't like what it says, you probably don't listen to you.
Oh,
that's
okay,
not true.
Okay,
I just look at the charts.
So there's an article that's circulating right now that's super popular. And it's how long will Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde last based on their astrological signs? And according to The Cosmic Revolution.
Ooh, they sound trusted.
Trusted source TJ? In astrology. Maddie Murphy, the astrologer and co-founder, says, I don't think it's going to be long-term. That being said, it doesn't mean it's not going to be a successful relationship. I do think they're going to learn a lot about each other and about themselves and both be catalysts for change and personal transformation within each other. There is a 10-year age gap, but who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
26, 36. Still
That's
quite
nothing.
Young.
Yeah.
Nothing, really. After about 25, who cares, right?
Yeah. Like,
so my question to you, in all honesty, obviously, TJ, you've answered this question. Jax, I know you have. I have never. You consulted the astrological charts.
It's important. It's important.
When you started dating somebody, and what did it tell you?
It's
so, TJ, when you started seeing Val,
yeah,
did you talk to, someone? Did you look at a chart?
No, I just literally Googled because I'm a Cancer and Val's a Pisces. So I just Googled like Cancer, Pisces.
Do you remember what it said?
Love compat. I remember it being like pretty high. I think it was like 85 or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
85 out of
100, okay. Which I remember thinking is pretty good because I'd say Val and I have a 85% good relationship.
Stop it.
Yeah, and then most of that 50% is her, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I surprisingly have no faults. So.
Jax, what about you?
Yeah,
when you started dating Michelle?
Yeah, when I started dating her, because she's a Virgo, but she's like a Leo cusp.
Oh,
and
she's
such
a Virgo, dude.
Stop it.
So what are you?
I'm a Leo, and I'm a textbook Leo where I'm loud and I'm very loyal, but I'm very loud and I'm very outgoing, and Virgo. Virgos are they're very patient. They think about things a lot in a very, very good way. And they're like, calculated in their life. They like do things slowly, whereas Leos are a lot more wild, I'll put it that way. But I looked it up, and actually Leos and Virgos do get along really well. And the way we communicate and the way we kind of get along, it's really good.
So it appears that you read the article.
Yes.
So
I did not do that.
You just
heard
the
chart. There are signs that are the ones that work, though, are known to work.
Here's what I want to know. Guys, be honest.
Okay.
Because again, I've never done this because I literally don't care. But
stop it.
If have you ever stopped seeing someone based on the incompatibility of your astrological
or
signs?
No. I just try and prove it wrong. And then it proves me wrong every time.
Hold on.
If I I would have
What? That's why I told you to hold on, TJ, because Jax's mouth was wide open.
I would avoid certain signs, yeah.
Like no! Have you stopped seeing someone based on that?
No, but going forward, I wouldn't date another sign. Because
like
of
what?
Our probably Geminis and Sagittarius.
Really?
Yeah, because it depends on the person, of course. And astrologically, it doesn't dictate.
Let's paint with a broad brush here.
But if we are painting with a broad brush, usually Leos don't get along with certain signs. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just
okay.
saying.
So here's the question.
I feel so scared.
This is a very important question. Are you like Jax? And have you stopped seeing someone based on their astrological sign? Or is there a sign that you're like, never going to be with that again?
Yeah.
I want to know. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. See how many people will actually admit to this. Because it's more than you'd think.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You stopped dating someone because of their astrological sign. Caroline, you've done this?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. Really?
Okay, who and why?
One of my exes, I guess, I was seeing her for a bit. And she was an Aquarius, and I just don't get along with them. But also Geminis, and I'm a Virgo, and I don't get along with them.
No,
not cool people.
Geminis can be, not all Geminis, I'm going to preface it, but Geminis can be sneaky snakes.
Mm. I'm going to say 99% of Geminis.
Whoa. Okay, my daughter's a Gemini, so let's back it off. Yeah. I'm kidding, I don't actually know, she's not
Wait,
even two yet.
Caitlin, what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Is that a problem sign?
No, Virgos are actually really good.
Oh, okay.
They're smart.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
You're steady. You're consistent. Virgos are
no
very consistent.
No one complained about me.
No,
so.
I'm Not sure yet. They have. Yeah. Not to your face.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You broke up with somebody or you stopped seeing them over an astrological sign. Difference. What do we got on the text, Teach?
Some good ones are coming in from the 905. F Libras and Geminis. Bring on the Taurus, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Wow.
I won't pursue if our zodiacs aren't compatible.
That's
Love
true.
A Cancer. I am a Cancer.
crazy.
It sounds like something an emotional person would say, because I would know.
All right.
Another one from the 705. I did stop seeing a Capricorn after 6 months due to his personality being just like the Zodiac sign, which I Googled, and they're pretty like stoic and pessimistic at times, they say. I couldn't take it anymore as a Leo. Will never date a Capricorn again. Also tried dating a Scorpio before. Couldn't do it. Only went on 2 dates with him.
They can get saucy.
They can.
Last one from the 226. I am a Gemini, and unfortunately, I get a lot of ugh after I tell prospective dates. But get it, because I won't date a Cancer. I find them moody and depressing.
you guys are really close, though, in signs, though. So, like, if your cusps don't work, right?
But
right.
I'm a Cancer, and you're a Gemini, are you not?
No.
No, you're a Leo.
I'm a Leo, yeah.
The Gemini hate is coming in strong in 999.
Yeah,
good morning, Jennifer. Oh, actually, Jack, you called Gemini sneaky snakes, right?
No, I just said I've met and dated and slept with a few sneaky snake Geminis.
Maybe I'm biased.
Good
morning, Jennifer.
I'm always listening to you guys every morning when I go to work.
We're thrilled to hear that. Thank you so much for listening.
I just wanted to say, you guys make my day every day. You're hilarious. just stay being real the way you are. I just want to say, whoever mentioned those Geminis, that we're sneaky snake. Uh-oh.
That would be Jax.
We're not.
Every Gemini except for you. Okay.
She said 99%, so there's plausible deniability
here.
Right.
I'm so
Listen,
sorry. I love you.
I am one. I don't really tell anybody my sign, but I'm not sneaky. I'm a good Gemini. I'm one of the nicest person ever. But I'll tell you, not everybody's a sneaky snake when they're Geminis. But I love you guys. You're awesome. Keep up what you guys are doing. You make my day every day to go to work. I'm an essential worker, and I just want to say thank you so much for you guys being out there as well, keeping online and everything. I tried to win the contest. I'm not good doing any good luck on that one, but I'll still try.
This is the nicest call.
Yeah, this is amazing. Thank you.
It's I just want to let you know, I tell everybody that you guys are the best people on air, and it's never stopped. You guys are awesome.
Well, we so honestly nice. Appreciate it. You're an essential worker to society, and you're an essential listener to us. Thank you so much for listening.
Every day, I love you guys.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.